Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, immigration's been a big topic, illegal immigration, dealing with it and all of that. So standing by, we've got the Florida Attorney General, James Uffmeyer. But interesting, a Broward County sheriff, the sheriff of Broward County, recently had this comment.
We have other priorities in this community that I'm focused on, and immigration is not one of them.
Other priorities, immigration is not one of them. One of the most populated counties in Florida. And joining us right now is the Florida Attorney General, James Uffmeyer. Good morning, General. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, what are your thoughts on, and maybe not specifically to that sheriff, but just in general, if law enforcement in the state of Florida is not taking immigration issues seriously, how does what does that do, and how do you feel about it?
Well, you know, unfortunately for the sheriff, his comment that immigration is not going to be a priority conflicts with his legal obligations. We came in under the governor's leadership back in February, and the state expanded our legal resources and authorities to combat illegal immigration, the most robust law in the country. And that law says that all local officials, including sheriffs, must use best efforts to support and help ICE and Homeland Security to carry out their prerogatives. So there are repercussions if people don't want to do their jobs. There are a host of remedies, including civil action from my office, as well as possible suspension and removal from the job. So I sent a letter to that sheriff. Thankfully, within 24 hours, he did an about-face, corrected the record, and reaffirmed he will be complying with our state and federal efforts to detain and deport. And we've confirmed, you know, his boots on the ground, man, are indeed being cooperative. So where we see some of these officials around the state rearing their heads saying they're not going to cooperate, we will hold them accountable. Florida will never be California, and we are going to enforce rule of law.
Well, I mean, illegal immigration may not be the source of every and all crimes that are committed. We get that. However, there is a very strong connection between that and drug trafficking. Very big connection between that and human trafficking. Very big connection between that and some very heinous crimes. I mean, we've seen who ICE is looking for and who they've picked up. These are dangerous people. So you would just think, under the guise of being the top law enforcement officer in Broward County, that illegal immigration and dealing with it would certainly be maybe not the priority, but he said not a priority. In other words, I guess it doesn't make the top three or four or five.
That's right. Now, he's had some other quotes in addition to what you mentioned that said he was not going to be helping ICE affirmatively. And that's not squared with Florida law and his obligations. You're exactly right. We see the open border problem and illegal immigration tying into so many other serious crimes, from the serious fentanyl crisis and trafficking, drug cartels, human trafficking. Just last week, we announced a conviction and a lifetime sentence for an illegal immigrant who had overstayed a visa and had raped and trafficked a young girl, a minor. These things are terrible. Everything from retail theft on. Every crime in some way is very likely tied to the illegal immigration crisis. So it is a priority for the state. The voters spoke loudly last November, and they want to see us address this problem. And we're going to do that at the state level and hold local officials accountable who don't want to do so.
Yeah, and in all fairness, look, and a great deal of our sheriffs are absolutely awesome people and are going to do the right thing and protect their constituents. So we want to make sure that the folks know that. But here, in the state of Florida, you've got big population centers, Jacksonville, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, you've got Tampa Bay area. And this No King's Day protest that are coming up Saturday across the country, what do you think could happen? Are we prepared in Florida for the possibility of some riots?
Yeah, we are prepared. I'll remind you, it's been over 5-6 years. It was the governor's first, first session of office. We passed a law that says there will be no sanctuary cities and that rioting is unlawful here in the state. So if people out there at home think they want to throw a rock at a car or light something on fire or, stand in the way of traffic and obstruct a road, they will be going to jail. And we have heightened sentences that have been applied for people that want to engage in such violent demonstration. So we're ready. Our state law enforcement are on alert. We've tried to put people on notice. If you want to engage in these practices here, there will be zero tolerance.
It seems like even though it's, Republican heavy in the legislature, it does seem like, there is some folks who aren't necessarily all on board with Governor DeSantis and his law and order kind of principles. Now, does that concern you as the Attorney General of Florida?
It does concern me. We're in a position where Republicans continue to gain in the voter registration advantage. We're up over 1.3 million or so at this point. And, while that does bode well for the future direction of the state, I think Republicans need to be careful not to allow so many people to come in under the tent in leadership positions where they put an R next to their name and all of a sudden we trust they're going to do the right thing. We can't water down our principles. We have to stay conservative. We have to enforce rule of law. And, we've been blessed to have a governor now for 6.5 years who's led the state in a terrific direction. And I hope the party will stay committed towards, carrying this agenda forward into the future.
So as the Florida Attorney General, we're speaking, by the way, to James Uthmeyer. My question is, obviously, you convey it very well about illegal immigration, about dealing with riots. What else would be on your list of priorities and things that are challenging or difficult or that you definitely need to deal with here in the state as far as legalities?
Yeah, I would say my number one priority is protecting our kids. As we see technology advancing, the use of social media and cell phone applications, we're seeing more and more ways that sick people, child predators, are finding access to our kids and trying to prey on them. I filed a lawsuit a few weeks ago against the application Snapchat. This is a social media app where pictures and messages and things disappear very quickly after you send them. So it's become the preferred venue for these child predators, and we've busted numerous registered sex offenders now that use this app and others. They'll deceive kids. They'll put fake pictures and fake identities. They'll pretend to be a kid themselves, and they'll suddenly start these long dialogues that could take place over weeks or even months, where they ultimately build relationships and then start scarily soliciting information and locations and things like that. So we're cracking down. We've busted dozens of these sick guys in my first few months here on the job. We're going to continue to go after social media sites that operate in a manner that exposes our kids to danger. But my message to parents and grandparents is you're the first line of defense Wake up. It's far worse than you think it is, I promise you. Figure out what your kids are doing with their cell phones. Figure out if you want to, you know, if you want them to have these devices, you know, as a teenager, make sure you know the tools and resources available to you to either block content from their access or monitor what they're doing.
And have some real frank discussions with them and make it clear that they can come to you with anything, because they get themselves in a pickle through these folks, and then they become desperate. We've even had suicides related to it, correct?
That's right, yeah. I mean, you've got the child predator law enforcement aspect, but our state in passing legislation a year ago to limit access by young kids and young teenagers and require parental consent for older teenagers 14 to 16, part of that record was evidence that, you know, these websites, these applications are designed to be addictive, where it's nonstop scrolling, videos that start on their own, push notifications to keep kids using them all day throughout the day. They're addicting and exposing kids to, you know, heightened rates of depression, suicide, self-harm, you know, the imagery and comparing against other kids and the cyberbullying. It's just a very harmful environment today in a way that we didn't, you know when we were young and growing up. So pay attention, get involved, and, you know, we got to protect our kids at all costs.
Well, fantastic information. Florida Attorney General James Othmeyer, we really appreciate you coming on the air. We appreciate the tough job that you have, and we ask you to keep up the good work.
Thank you guys for what you're doing. Hope to be back soon.
Sounds good. Yeah, my understanding of, you know, I've spoke to people in that cyber world that goes after, you know, bad guys and predators. They said we could triple the amount of people we have and never have a slow day.
Wow.
Unfortunately.
That is sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we appreciate what the Florida Attorney General James Othmeyer is trying to do.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.